Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:15 as the sun rises over old New Orleans. And it's going to be a beautiful day today. I heard somebody complaining because it wasn't cold enough. But if you look at nothing but sunshine and highs of 73, it's hard to get better than that, isn't it? Tomorrow's going to be pretty much the same thing. Warmer on Thursday with highs approaching 80. Friday, 40% chance for showers as another cold front moves through. And that's going to give you highs on Saturday of 64 and 62 on Sunday. There's a new study out that shows the use of marijuana by teens has gone up where legal marijuana, or where marijuana has been legal, rather. And I don't know if you saw this story or not, but here in the New Orleans area, a tip led to a 345-pound marijuana bust and three arrests. They say it was $1.2 million worth. I got some bales of mulch that I've not yet put out, and they've been in my garage for about a year, but I will get them out. But the four bales I have can't weigh more than, I don't know, maybe the four bales together, maybe 60 pounds. So 345 pounds is a lot of marijuana. Colton Grace joins us, Communication Associates for Smart Approaches to Marijuana. Good morning, Colton. How are you?
Doing well, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you. Tell me about the numbers and the statistics and the use by teenagers of marijuana since it became legal.
Right. So what we're seeing essentially is that over the last few years, marijuana use and overall drug use has gone down. And when I say over the last few years, I mean like from like the mid-90s, where drug use was at an all-time high among these young people and among all populations across the country, there was a sharp decline that ended at around the time that states started legalizing marijuana. So we look at Colorado that legalized in 2014, 2015. Right then, you see a sharp increase across the country in legalization. And the study that came out earlier shows that there was a 25% higher rate of marijuana addiction in states that have legalized the drug versus states that haven't. This is very concerning, especially because marijuana use among young people, it can lead to a lot of different issues in mental health and development and learning issues. And it's very concerning.
But there's a physiological issue here as well, and that is development of the brain, right, as it relates to the use of a drug like this?
Right. So science has found, studies have found, that use of marijuana before the age of 25, which is where the brain usually develops to the age of 25, has found they can lead to a permanent loss of 8 IQ points, lead to issues with learning abilities, memory issues, and also lead to the onset of severe mental illness such as schizophrenia, psychosis. It's also been found to lead to higher instances of anxiety, depression, and even suicidal thoughts in young people. So everyone likes to think that, oh, it's marijuana, it's fine, it's safe, when in fact the science doesn't back that position at all.
Well, but it would be hard to make that argument when I think everybody will agree that the same thing happens when a teenager consumes alcohol, right?
Well, we're looking at two incredibly different things, and I don't want to say, I'm not saying that one is safer than the other, and I don't think that's what you're trying to say either.
It's not. What I'm saying is we knew that was the case with alcohol because of the availability of alcohol. Does this really come as a surprise given the availability of marijuana where it's legal?
Right. Well, so the one thing is we've known the effects of marijuana for quite a bit. A lot of the studies that we have and a lot of the data we have is based upon marijuana that's, you're looking at THC levels of like 5% and stuff like that. And that's one thing you got to realize is that a lot of people that we talk to, they said, oh, well, I smoked pot back in the 60s and 70s and I was fine. I was like, yes, but we're looking at an entirely different drug at this point, where the average THC, which is the chemical that gets you high, the average level of that in the drug we're seeing in legalized states and that the black market is coming out of these states, it's upwards of 60, 70, 80%, and you're looking at some of these vaping products and concentrates and edibles, you're looking at 90% THC. So all of those things, this drug has massively changed over the last possibly 10 years.
Wow.
And we don't know.
Let's pick it up right there. I was not aware of that it had changed radically. Did you say over the last 10 years?
Yes.
All right,
they said that. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, we'll pick it up here when we come back. We have to check the traffic. But remember, if you will, that's right where we want to pick it up about, I guess, the nature of the THC. Is it changing in the last 10 years?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll pick it up there when we come back. 620, time for traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is currently 625. Yeah, I don't know if I told you that or not. We're talking about marijuana use going up. Where it is legal, the use by teenagers. Colton Grace is our guest communication associate for Smart Approaches to Marijuana. And Colton, you had talked about the increase in, potency of THC. Is that it? And walk us through that one more time, if you would, please.
Right. So THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, it's the chemical in marijuana that actually gets a user high. So that's the main driving mechanism. If you think of alcohol as the intoxicant in beer and liquor, that's what it is in marijuana.
And how high did you say it's changed, or how has it changed in the last 10 years?
So if you're looking at marijuana use in potency in like the 60s and 70s, even the 90s, I pulled up some data for us here. In the late 90s, the THC levels were about 4%, And then you had marijuana industry come in with the aspect of legalization, and now the average flower, so we're looking at the things you're putting in the joints and the bongs, the average potency in flower is around 32%, and the average potency in the edibles and the concentrates and the vaping oils that are the new ways that's being used by young people especially, you're looking up to anywhere from 80 to even 90% THC, almost pure stuff here, right? And it's the equivalent of going from taking a sip of beer in the 90s to taking double shots of Everclear or some like 100 proof liquor.
The same quantity,
the we're talking about here.
Same quantity you're talking about of beer. Okay, so does the law address that in areas where it's legal, the THC potency?
Actually, no, and it's really concerning. We've been active in several places where they've either passed marijuana legalization laws or where they've tried to pass one. We actually were very successful over the last 2 years. We defeated it in 12 different states. But in every state where we've been in, every bill or ballot measure has put no restriction on THC potency. And it's mostly because of ignorance. Most people, they don't know that the rates of potency is different. They think marijuana, they think, it's just the stuff the hippies were smoking, or we were listening to Led Zeppelin and smoking a joint in the backyard. It's worlds different, and the ignorance on that front is very concerning, because you're running far ahead of any of the data we have on what this can do long term or even short term to the body. The only data we have recently on the high potency stuff shows us that it drastically puts people more at risk for developing psychosis and schizophrenia, and that's very concerning.
Before we run out of time, Colton, then what is the answer to keep it out of the hands of teenagers? Because I can't imagine there's any public official who thinks this is a good thing.
Right. So we think that the best we obviously don't want people being put in prison or have their lives ruined because they choose to use marijuana. But we think that the issue here is best solved by preventing outright legalization that creates an industry and focusing more on decriminalization. So you're removing penalties for low-level use, but at the same time not creating an industry whose main profits are being driven by advertising and marketing these products to new users or young users to develop use over time. We think that's the best answer here, and we would hope that lawmakers would take a look at this. And we know that Louisiana recently passed on a bill to legalize, and we think that's really good, and we hope to continue that in the future.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Colton Grace, communication associate for Smart Approaches to Marijuana.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.